Welcome to Issues, weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams, and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Prophecies fulfilled, signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." We'll be going home when Jesus steps aside.
A very good evening to our listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. The program is Issues of Life. We thank God for another Saturday and God's protection on us. Indeed, we are living in the times where every day is a day worth thanking God for and appreciating His protection and guidance. And interesting times we live in indeed. And it's a bit unfortunate that still the church largely is still not making good use of the period we find ourselves in, the lockdown we are in. And some are seeing it as this too shall pass type of thing. So what's the big deal? Let's just wait. It will soon go. Then we resume our normal, back to normal operations or normal programming. So this is like a breaking news that has come, and then they are waiting for it to pass, and then we go back to normal programming. And I believe the okay, so that's it, and we will start this program with some of the news items for the week, the things happening around. So much is happening, and these are the times where we'll have to understand what the Bible said and the times we live in. Today we are discussing some of the things happening as well in the news, and we'll get into the Bible as well. So many people are confused as to what is happening, what is coming, and all that. But as Christians, should we be confused? Should we be worried? Should we act as if we are fatherless? I mean, there is no God who talks to us. Should we act as if that's the end of the world? You know, and it's so worrying. One friend was telling me this week, you know, suddenly the prosperity guys have all started talking eschatology. And the saddest part is, do also say it the right way. They are even creating a bigger problem for their followers and their listeners. You see, and this is where we find ourselves in as the body of Christ. The Bible is there, the Bible is clear, but we ignore it and then we go following our own things. And at the end of the day, last week, I said something, and I'm repeating it again. We will be judged for every idle word we make. And it's so crucial because the idle words we make, especially at this time as leaders, as pastors, can mislead someone into the wrong side of eternity. Because if you give someone the wrong hope and that person fails to recognize or realize that hope that you've given them, and a bigger trouble comes, and now they give up because you give them a certain hope which was not realistic and didn't happen. Now they will question the whole issue of Christianity to the extent that they've been lied to. This is what their pastor told them, but that is not what they are seeing and experiencing. And it's a very crucial thing, because these are the times we must stick exactly to what God says.
Reverend,
yeah.
Matthew 18, verse 6. The very words of Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. The same message is also in Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Just complimenting the one you see. He said, "But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drawn into the deep of the sea." So if people who are truly looking for Christ, truly looking for God, me and you, we speak any idle word, wrong doctrine, and these people follow it and they fall, the Lord Jesus is saying, it will be better for you that you hang a millstone upon your head and you drown into the sea.
It's a very, very serious issue. So people should be very mindful. Very, very mindful about what we say at this point in time, because we are at a very critical time in God's calendar, as it were. I mean, you see, one of the things that is sad, but people are not recognizing, some have done, some are recognizing it, is the fact that the spiritual season has changed. I mean, we've entered a new season, but people are still holding on to the old system, old season, and that they don't want that season to end. So it's like, oh, this thing is just a short, oh, it will end. Oh, no, I mean, this too shall pass, this too shall pass. Because they don't want the current system that they were used to end. They want it to continue the way they want it to continue. But God, you see, last 4 weeks or 3 weeks, we read the number of prophecies, some given 10 years earlier and all, that this is going to happen, and God is going to change the church from what we know to a new face. And that's exactly that is what is happening. So the new church that God is reorganized and reforming, by the time you finish with it, it's not going to be the old church that we know. So for those who are expecting the church to be the same old way as we know, please renew your minds and revise your notes.
Let's revise our notes.
Because I can tell you that there's a big shock ahead of us. There is a big shock ahead of us. There are a number of prophecies to this effect, and we are seeing it unfold exactly as it is. And you see, it's not about what we want for ourselves. It's about what is the will of God. And that's the biggest mistake Christians we make sometimes. You see, we want to, we are, it's about us. But when we move outside the will of God, we run into trouble. Those on my broadcast list, I sent this book a few days ago or weeks ago, last 2 weeks or something. The Heavenly Man, a Chinese pastor, and his encounters and all that, the persecution he went through. You see, there's one striking message you get through it. It's very dangerous not to hear God as a Christian.
Then how do you become that Christian if you are not hearing God?
That's it. And see, and you can be hearing from God too, but you can also get to the point where you feel you can do without God's advice. Then you also run into trouble. So you see that when we refuse to follow God's will, then trouble will be ahead for us. And that's we can't run away from that fact. So we have to be very careful and very mindful of this fact that we can't go outside the will of God. Well, let's get into some of the news. We have strong 6.0 earthquake rattles Ogasawara Islands in Japan. And there were a few other ones, I mean, which didn't really destroy things. So these ones would not make it into the news. But the essence we talk about these facts is the fact that these are the signs Jesus said will be the beginning of sorrows that we are seeing. These are the beginning. The earthquakes, the famine, the pestilences. I mean, the pestilences, it's the same as pandemics. And you see, we are seeing these things. We are seeing these things happen around the same time. But you see, Jesus was clear. The end is not yet. Yes. So you see, it's interesting. People are expecting that the rapture is going to happen anytime soon. Please read your Bible. It's happening anytime soon.
We are trying to swerve the very words of Jesus on this, end times.
Interesting times we live
in. We're swerving that one and those in the prophecies or two. We are trying to let it fit into what we have. It will never work. We'll be disgraced at the end. Because every time I say it, if I lie today, means the reality will be done. And when the reality is done, now people will know you are lying. So it's about time where we've gotten it wrong, we should correct it now. So that we'll be able to forge ahead. Because once you make one mistake and I continue trying to defend it, you will continue making a lot of mistakes. In the end, you'll be lying.
Protests are growing across the U.S. over stay-at-home restrictions. Yeah, and there were protesters gathered in several states and state capitals this week to voice their opposition to stay-at-home orders issued to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Utah. These states led by both Republican and Democratic governors have all seen protests in recent days as people grow more concerned about the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. And initially when the lockdown comes, it's accepted. Yeah. You know?
My wife was complaining. I said, "Madam, shut up and keep quiet. Once I was saying this, you don't know how far you people, boy, and woman. Monday, my coach, my name, she will be a man. I said, I'm from Yabacho. Monday, after the Monday, I'm from Yabacho. You know, beginning, all people were tired. But now, I said, I'm a breath. I was on the story building, man. A certain woman, the daughter is about 15, 13 to 15. Yeah. I said, bro. Anyway, today I was there. My landlord have bought the story, but he's not yet completed, so that is why I said that.
Yeah.
I saw a young man standing. She said, "You'll be here to see come and answer." My friend, if we know what is ahead, we thought it was normal. But by the time 1 month passed, 2 months passed,
you know, the psychologically it's not easy. You know, I work home normally. I go to work sometimes two or three times a week. That's before this coronavirus, my normal schedule. But then, you know, so I'm used to working at home, and but consistently for I realize it actually psychologically it's not easy at all. All right, so we have Australia may keep coronavirus restrictions for 12 months. You see, and other countries have started saying these things.
Will you be reading the one of UK?
Oh, I think I left that one. I didn't add
that one. They said 18 months.
Yeah. I saw it, but I forgot to add it. You see,
so now 12, just for people somebody to 18.
Yes.
So what do you think if a country like Australia? A country like UK is going for, they prepared their mind already, you may go for about 18 months.
They started giving the signals for long distance.
So what do you think is going to happen to us?
So as for the church, we are not going now. Because already they started pushing the agenda that the social distancing should be maintained for at least, I saw one report, 2 years. 2 years. So for the church to be open, they'll go and do your conventions, the mass, the numbers, that normal room, we know a lot of people. It's not happening anytime soon. Then we have coronavirus pandemic could threaten global food supply, according to the UN. Last week, I talked extensively about this issue. And it's the reality. As the novel coronavirus pandemic shuts down businesses globally and sends countries into lockdown, the disruptions are threatening to cut off supply chains and increase food insecurity. And that's the big issue. And it goes on to say that the issue, however, is not food scarcity, at least not yet. Rather, is the world's drastic measures in response to the virus. So that's what. And I saw reports of US where milk farmers, milk, the tankers for milk, they are just emptying the milk into drains because the shops are closed, the restaurants are closed, so they can't distribute. And so they are just draining the milk away. I mean, I saw one report where food, it's a big issue. It's a big issue, and because you produce the food, or you from the factory, the farm to the factory. Now the factory, some are shut, so they can't produce the bacon and all those things. So they've killed the animals from the farms, or they are taking them from the farm. But where to go and process them now? It's not. The workers are sick, so they are not there. So a whole lot of the food chain issue is going to cause a lot of problems.
With the restrictions and the bans here and there, like in our local settings, mm-hmm. our farmers, if they have even something there,
yeah.
Now transportation.
No, some are scared. Actually, the woman where I buy fruits from, she told me that some of the villagers say they are afraid of soldiers, so they won't come to Kumasi. They won't bring the things to Kumasi.
This is it. So the food may be there in the village.
But how to get it here?
That is it. Even under normal circumstances, transportation itself,
yeah.
they find it difficult. How much more under such situations? Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Then the next one says, lockdowns shouldn't be fully lifted until coronavirus vaccine is found, according to a new study. Let me repeat. Lockdowns shouldn't be fully lifted until coronavirus vaccine is found, according to a new study. This CNN report says that coronavirus lockdowns across the globe should not be completely lifted until a vaccine for the disease is found, according to a study based on China's outbreak published in medical journal The Lancet. China's draconian restrictions on daily life appear to have halted the first wave of COVID-19 across much of the country. But researchers used mathematical modeling to show that premature lifting of measures could result in a sweeping second wave of infection.
They just say this just to scare. They have their own plan.
And this is the agenda that they... This is what they will use for countries to
in
extend...
In order to continue holding on to
because there's no vaccine, so don't be careful with the lifting, complete freedom. Be careful, and then... Then, the popular name now is trending seriously. Gates Foundation calls for global cooperation on vaccine for 7 billion people. The wealthy Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation called Wednesday for global cooperation to ready COVID-19 vaccines for 7 billion people, whilst offering $150 million toward developing therapeutics and treatments for the virus. While it is likely to take as many as 18 months to develop and fully test a safe coronavirus vaccine, global authorities and businesses need to start now on plans to manufacture it, said Foundation Chief Executive Mark Zussman. Quote, it's normal to have at maximum hundreds of millions of doses manufactured, unquote, he said. When you are dealing with a novel pathogen like COVID-19, as and when we get to identifying a successful vaccine, we are going to need billions of doses. Billions. Bill Gates, he's not vaccinated them. He doesn't vaccinate them. He doesn't vaccinate his children, but he wants others to be vaccinated. Look at the irony of it.
Crying more than the chief moon.
Oh yeah, I mean, I call him the world doctor. Hey, Konongo Kaya. Yeah, there are 7 billion people on the planet. He said, we are going to. And I think this week it crossed 7777777.
Okay.
The population, all the sevens. So 7 million, 700,000.
7 billion.
All the sevens.
777 billion.
So it crossed everything today. Multiple
million,
sevens today. this week. Then he says that there are 7 billion people on the planet. He said we are going to need to vaccinate nearly everyone. Underline nearly everyone.
Until they kill me, I no go vaccine.
There's no manufacturing capacity to do that. So he announced the foundation, started and controlled by mega billionaire Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the wife Melinda Gates, is adding $150 million to the $100 million it announced in February to help in international efforts to battle the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, yeah. you are a computer specialist and Microsoft. I don't know when the virus.
The Microsoft he has built, the Windows he built. You need an antivirus for it. He couldn't do the.
That one.
He's not an vaccine for that one. He's looking for the one for human beings. He should go and solve one, the one he has manufactured himself. The Windows he did, he should get us a vaccine for that one. We'll gladly use that one.
Mm.
Because now I use Windows, but I still have to buy Norton antivirus before I'll be safe to use it fully and know that I'm safe. A lot of people use it, but they don't have antiviruses, and they think they are safe, but they are not safe. Because there are some pages, websites open, and when I open, immediately I get a prompt that it's not safe. But if you don't have an antivirus, the malware will come on your machine, and you have it.
He has left that
one.
Not a Brunia. Mr. Goodman. He wants to come and vaccinate.
That's the world doctor. The world doctor has worked. He's working. Then we have this one says, Africa needs medical supplies to fight coronavirus. But rather, we have feminists in Sweden are bringing condoms and abortion kits. So, instead of coronavirus kits, test kits and things, they are rather bringing abortion kits and condoms because they think that is what we need now because it's also an essential service. You know, this is how absurd the world has become. On Thursday, Sweden responded to the need with the need for African countries need for ventilators and PPEs and basic medical supplies as the virus spreads with a $2 million aid plan. But the money will not be used for Africa's biggest medical needs. Instead, the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency, SIDA, plans to use the funds to send abortion kits and contraception to Africa. Wow, interesting. Our program is especially important for vulnerable women and girls in the region. We need to address the effects of COVID-19 quickly to have their human rights safeguarded so they are able to decide for themselves when and with whom they will have children, said the SIDA Director General Karen Jampton in a statement.
Is it within the week? There's something on family planning. So for those on the broadcast list, I'll send it to them. If you are not on it, there's something on family planning. If you think it's good, look at what we're suffering now. And now, instead of bringing us things or even the funds, giving it to our government to use it to purchase what is needed, they are bringing condoms and others for family planning.
Abortion
and others. Mm-hmm. Then get to know the kind of mentality they have. So please be very much careful about this. One day we'll have time if maybe things come back to normal. But I'm not sure if things come back to normal. We'll take time, talk about family plan even here from A to Z for you.
We did it. People can search for it on our website. We did it 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Did we do?
2 years and we did it.
Remember?
You and I. Then we have.
Can you give the address? Is it spiritissues.info?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Spiritissues.info. Mm-hmm. When you go there, virtually the programs we've been doing, when you go there, they are all there. And I believe they can download.
I can download.
Okay. Spiritissues.info. That is INFO.
Yeah. Methodist, Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, and United Church of Christ pastor sign letter supporting abortion. A group of Tennessee faith leaders and activists. Methodist, okay. Baptist, mm-hmm. Lutheran, mm-hmm. Presbyterian, and United Church of Christ pastors
mm-hmm.
signed letter supporting abortion.
Mm.
A group of Tennessee faith leaders and activists publicly declared their support for abortion on demand in a letter urging pro-life Governor Bill Lee to oppose heartbeat legislation. Fox 17 in Nashville reports this month more than 150 religious leaders signed the letter calling for abortions to be kept legal and easily accessible in Tennessee.
So if these are your leaders, And you get to know gradually, you'll get there.
Say more. Then we go to Iran. Iran finally frees Christian woman imprisoned for talking about Christianity. This woman was Iranian Christian woman who was sent to prison in 2018 after being convicted of spreading propaganda against the regime for discussing Christian doctrine. I mean, the two are poles apart. Christian doctrine,
propaganda
against the regime. So, discussing Christian doctrine inside the house church has been released, according to UK group Christian Solidarity Worldwide. Fatima Bakhtiari, who was sentenced to 12 months in prison on September 22, 2018, after being found guilty of her charges, was released earlier this month. The Iranian Christian... They didn't release her until the mass releasing of the Iranian prisoners due to COVID-19. No, they released 85 or something thousand prisoners, so she was added. So eventually she spent 18 months. You know, it's serious. So if you read some of the persecution reports, the things that Christians are going through, Iran, North Korea, China,
Iraq, Pakistan,
I mean, Eritrea, Sudan, all these places.
And you go and tell these people that we are going to be raptured before trouble comes.
You know, the book, those who are not on my broadcast list, if you want that book, you send me hi on my WhatsApp, 0244-638-757. And I believe it's a book every Christian should read, especially in the times we live in. You would appreciate the things we talk about here regarding the persecution in China and what they go through. And you read it and you realize, I mean, as I was reading it, I finished last night. I was just telling myself, we are joking here. We are joking in the West. What we call Christianity? So you see, when the man was able to leave China and got to Germany and he was going to places, US and places, I mean, it's like, what is this? Is this what you call church service? I mean, because what they do there in their home churches, the house churches, and you realize we have a long way to go. God help us. We have a long way to go. Because you see, we've been pampered. So there, when people become Christians, they know
it's
what they
of life.
You see,
death.
It's what's in this Acts 14:22 that we always talk about. They know that it's a difficult thing that you are coming to join. So you are fully prepared for it. And they train you for it. You see? But
Acts 14:22. You see, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God.
You see, so
we must through much tribulation.
This is what the believers are told there. So when they become Christians, they know
what the
hard
going
times
for.
Are ahead for them. So when the hard times come, they don't back off. They know this is what they signed up for.
They are prepared.
Yes.
So it will not be an offense unto them.
Because they are prepared emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, they are prepared for it. You see, and this man, I mean, you read, I mean, prison, I mean, go and come. It's like, but they don't give up.
Is that Touched for Christ?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading that book. He said, we signed a deal
with
the regime. They were happy beating us whilst we preach, and we are happy preaching. So we will do what makes us happy preaching. They will do what makes them happy beating us. So we sign a deal. We preach, they beat. We preach, they beat. We preach. When I saw this statement, I said, he said, we signed a deal. Everybody was happy. We are happy. We are talking about Christ. They are happy beating us. So after we will preach, we'll be happy. They will beat us, they'll be happy. We will preach again, they will beat you. That is what we will. So with such mentality, what can stop such a person from following God?
Yeah.
And we are here with escapist mentality.
This too shall pass.
We will escape.
This too shall silently.
Pass. Nobody will hear. May Jesus have mercy upon us.
Jihadi terrorists killing Christians in Mozambique seek to establish a government rule from Allah. And the radical Islamic militants in the majority Christian country of Mozambique have their eyes set on instituting Sharia law and have killed hundreds and displaced thousands in Southeast Africa. Hmm. Over the last 2 years, over 100,000 people have been displaced from their homes and farms in the northern province of Cabo Delgado due to increased massacres carried by the terrorists.
Brother, let me say a little thing about this. Dear Muslims, kindly listen. We know there are some very good, genuine, kind-hearted Muslims worldwide. Majority of you. Majority of you. You are kind-hearted. You are good. But mark this on the wall. This Islamic militants, they will take over all of you.
Yeah.
They will give you two options.
Either you join them.
Either you join them or they will kill you. Because they will say you are a kafir, you are an unbeliever, if you are not supporting them. So a time is coming, they will force all Muslims to follow their stand. It is coming. And that is the time of the Mahdi you are expecting. The Mahdi you are expecting, whereby you are being told he is coming to reign the entire world. That is going to be the reign of the Antichrist. So if you want to be saved, run, believe in Christ Jesus, the one in the Bible, the one who died and resurrected, the one who is the Son of God, and the one who is the one only true living God, not the one in the Quran who did not die, who is not the Son of Allah, and who is not God. So dear, a time is coming, your militants, they will take over the entire world. So you've been told, majority of you, they tell you that Islam will become the biggest religion in the world market. It is correct.
Yeah.
It is correct. But look at these two scenarios. Jesus said the way that leads to heaven is small. Only a few that find it. And you, at the time Jesus is coming, your religion becomes the biggest. And he should tell you, you are on the wide path. It means that is not the path of Jesus. Because Jesus is saying his path is very slim, straight gate. And your religion is becoming the greatest, the fastest growing in the world. Then it means you're on the right path. Run. Come to Christ Jesus and be saved. If not, you'll be there. Your militants will start killing you themselves. And do you know how sad it is? Once you've not believed in the death, the resurrection, the sonship and deity of Jesus, if even they kill you, you'll still go to hell.
Yeah.
Until you believe in Christ, his death, his resurrection, his deity, and walk according to his word, there is no way they can kill you in Easter. You will still not go to heaven. So come to believe. Then you'll be saved. We're still praying for you. We don't hate you. If we hated you, we'll keep quiet for you to go to hell. May Jesus be with us.
Yeah. All right. This headline says, several Christians killed, two beheaded as Fulani terror attacks rage on in Nigeria. Several Christians have been killed this month by armed Fulani radicals who carried out attacks in the Plateau and Benue states of Nigeria, as thousands have died in the escalating violence in the West African country's Middle Belt in recent years. Morningstar News reports that three people were murdered in attacks carried out by the separate groups of nomadic herding radicals on predominantly Christian farming communities in the last week. And it goes on and on. And the Nigeria's issue is quite pathetic. It's
as if nobody have seen.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what the president, the EDO, is like. He, his own people, so he's not seen them at all.
I shouldn't be. I'm looking by somewhere.
Yeah. Then police arrest Christians participating in Zoom Easter worship service. The online service. Online service
Zoom.
They were arrested.
If you don't know Zoom, it's a social media platform.
Yeah, an online meeting conference.
Online meeting conference.
Yeah.
And they have been arrested. We've said this. A time is coming. Today, or as at this time, when the churches, the buildings were locked, at least we have the privilege coming on radio,
Facebook
TV,
Live,
Facebook Live, and others. A time is coming.
Oh.
Both the churches and the social media will be off. That's why we've been telling you.
The
messages we're giving now, get it now, because a time is coming. You didn't get Brother Eben again. You didn't get me again. A time is coming. It will only be false prophets that you'll be hearing them on radio, TV, and on social media.
Yeah.
Those that will compromise the message. They are the people you're going to meet. So if now you don't get the word of God, you don't study it, at the time the real men of God, real women of God have been arrested, some have been killed, some have been imprisoned, and you don't have the real word, what happens?
That's the famine that is coming.
That is Amos chapter 8. Yeah. Let me just see if I could get it to read it.
Yeah.
Amos chapter 8. Let's look at Amos chapter 8, verse. Amos chapter 8. verse 11 and verse 12. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not of famine of bread or of thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even unto the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. This is a prophecy. It was to Israel, and by extension to the entire world.
Yeah.
A time is coming, my dear brother, my dear sister. These words we're preaching, you will want to get it, you're not going to get it. So now, they have an English saying, make he pass the sunshine. Now that we have the opportunity sharing that message, keep it, because the time is coming. It's only false prophets, false churches. You can see them on TV, on radio, social media, and elsewhere. And as at that time, it will be only their churches that they will operate. The state sanctions one, like the
just
one
like China,
in China, the one they will tell you to sing the hymns of the nation,
patriotic
songs at hymns. So the time is coming. Get prepared. Work out your own salvation now. Don't depend on anybody. Work out your own salvation, because the time is coming. The famine is going to be there. The little word you have in you and the little word I have in me, that is what is going to help us to survive. It's like examination. If you've learned, you go and you go to the exams and it comes. What happens? You remember what you learned and you write. But what if you did not learn?
Very open.
Thank you.
You know, the China case now is a prototype that other countries will use.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
That's it.
And actually, the Chinese, most people are not aware, but they've developed a very strong system now where virtually from your house to wherever you are going,
you have been monitored.
Not only just monitored, though, the facial identification.
That's
even when you are in a crowd,
you are able to know
can
you
be
are
seen
danger.
The system, automatically, AI, artificial intelligence, can identify you in a crowd. So if you are wanted and your picture is uploaded into the system, when you are in a crowd, the system will pick you out that, yes, it's you who is working there in that crowd.
No, Joe,
so the system that they've developed,
that's it.
And for us in Africa especially, you should see how the Chinese are making a lot of inroads in terms of our government systems, and like we are buying. You see, people don't understand why U.S.
Yeah.
Trump is fighting Huawei. And some countries are also fighting the Huawei system, because you see, right now they are controlling most countries in the world are using the Huawei system,
yeah.
Genuinely. So Ghana, for instance, that's what we are using, our systems, I mean, our networks and all.
Am I funny, Huawei?
Yeah, I mean, that's you see. So when we are used to their system like this, it's just easy to add on to what we are using as a country. So it's not easy. So. And when these systems are added on,
it's not too far away.
The CCTV, already last year or so, early this year, I read even in Ghana, the thousands of CCTVs that are about to be set up. That was before the corona came, so I'm sure maybe by now there'll be no money. But
somebody say Morana, but
But new ones, thousands of CCTVs. You see, these things are in the name of security. Security.
Everybody,
you see, so we'll get to the point where now. Yes, it's for security. But now, when you, the wanted, in the name of you are a terror and you are a threat to the state,
the system, you are not following what they have said.
If you are wanted,
simple.
You see, so we are getting there in a very slow manner, and it looks normal because technology is improving and all that. So it's so normal. So that's one thing why people are confusing this 5G thing with. That's the essence of the 5G, because of the data transfer is super fast. It's 100 times the 4G connection.
Is it 10 times?
No, 100.
Kai.
Oh, it's 100, yeah.
Kaboom.
Well, I've done a lot of.
But yeah, because we got 3G. Because we got 3G, 4G, man, boy.
You see? So let's continue. You have police arrest Christians participating in Zoom Easter worship service. Several members of a Chinese heavily persecuted Early Rain Covenant Church were arrested by communist authorities for participating in an online Easter worship service on Zoom and ordered to cease all religious activity. Persecution Watchdog Group International Christian Concern reports that the Christians were participating in a Zoom worship service from their homes on Easter Sunday when six leaders were arrested and detained by the Public Security Bureau, PSB. The 5,000-member Sichuan House Church, led by Pastor Wang Yi, has not been able to gather in person since the communist regime shut down the church in 2018 and arrested their pastor and other leaders. Since then, it has opted to gather online. So a member of the ERCC told ICC, "At that time, I was also in the Zoom call, but there was a long period of time where I did not hear a thing. I thought it's the network connection issue at first. But I soon heard a quarrel erupt. Other co-worker Wang Jun was questioning some people, saying, 'Who are you to do this to us?' She added that in addition to Wang, other key church leaders, including were also taken away. Yeah. One member's home had its electricity cut off, whilst others received phone calls that the police were coming to visit them soon." Hey, visit. Oh, China. Hey, and on. So, it's just another case. Then the same China, crosses removed from churches across China for being higher than the national flag.
The national flag should be higher than that.
Hey, this Chinese people,
they were applying, you know, it's serious.
Numerous crosses atop churches in China were recently removed by the Chinese communist government, which asserted that religious symbols cannot be raised higher than the Chinese national flag.
So if they bring the flag to two feet.
You are wearing
a cross.
Religious Liberty magazine Bitter Winter has reported on numerous cross removals across China over the years. In mid-March, the outlet pointed out that crosses were removed from the multiple churches in eastern provinces of Jiangsu and Anhui and in the neighboring Shandong and the prefecture's level city of Lingyi. Churches approved by the Chinese government are not exempt. So, if any cross that is above the flag, the height of the flag, away.
Two craft flag were processed. If you hold a cross on the store.
So, it will be an offense. You know, you see, it shows the level of hatred for the cross, the power of the cross.
And it's coming worldwide. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's China alone. It's just a prototype.
California County, a county in California virtually, bans singing in churches during live stream services. So the online services
should not sing
because the coronavirus.
There is an agenda.
You see,
it's not just about social distancing, they have their own because they know when you sing in worship, you're singing praises. What happens?
So they give exemption. If everybody is singing in their house separately, fine. But if a few people gather, they won't. Even instruments, don't play any wind instruments, saxophone and all, because you are blowing wind.
So,
I mean, if the instrumentalist should not gather and blow any instruments because of the virus. You see, the issue is about the church.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
And then Google, it's also at its best. Google Play suspends Evangelical Churches app over COVID-19 sensitive events policy. Google has suspended the mobile app launched by Evangelical Church in Idaho, claiming that the app violates the tech giant's sensitive events policy related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Last Friday, Christ Church of Moscow, Idaho, alerted its followers that Google Play had suspended its Christcake app from the Play Store. Google Play suspended our Christcake app today, a Facebook post reads. The post includes a screenshot of notification Google sent to the administrators of the app, stating that Google Play prohibits apps that, quote, lack reasonable sensitivity towards, quote, unquote, or try to, quote, capitalize on a natural disaster, atrocity, conflict, death, or other tragic events, unquote. So we presume we are talking about Pastor Douglas Wilson's short sermons on responding faithfully to the COVID-19 crisis, the church added in this post. Or maybe Pastor Toby J. Samter's sermon, calling God's people to humble repentance. Regardless, what gives Google? They don't care. They've done it. God, they now determine what is their standard.
So that time is coming. They're just cramping it down.
Mm-hmm.
Now an app, they brought it down. A time will come. The messages, any message that will have maybe Christ or Jesus or God, they will take it off. So this is how it's going to be. That's why we say a time is coming. You're not going to hear the word of God again. We'll be cut off. We'll go back to the good old age. So get your messages now and be prepared for the days ahead.
All right, the program is Issues of Life, Spirit 88.3 FM in Kumasi. Greetings to our listeners all over the world and all over Ghana, all the regions, people listening, friends in the US, Ireland, UK, I think there's one to Spain, regards to all of them. I'll be back after this song.
Turn the page, for a new day has dawned, and we've rearranged what is right and what's wrong. Somehow we've drifted so far from the truth that we can't get back home. And where are the virtues that once gave us light? And where are the morals that governed our lives? Someday we all will awake and look back just to find what we've lost. We need to get back to the basics of a life, a heart that is pure and the love that is blind, a faith that fervently grounded in Christ, the hope that endures for all time. These are the basics. We need to get back to the basics of life. Oh, oh. The newest rage is the reason it out. Just meditate and you can overcome every doubt. After all, man is a god. They say God is no longer alive, but I still believe
in the Oregon cross.
Whoa, I still believe
there's hope for the lost.
And I know the changes of time, through the changes of time. We need to get back to the basics of life, a heart that is pure and the love that is blind, a faith that is fervently grounded in Christ, the hope that that is pure and a love that is blind.
We need to get back to the basics of life.
To illustrate the problem of going through life without God, Amazing Alan will attempt to disarm this bomb without a manual.
Not to worry, guys. Everyone knows you always cut the red wire.
Okay, Alan. Everyone behind the cement walls. And action.
Yellow, green, blue. Guys, there's no red wire. What do I do?
Whatever feels right, Alan.
Whatever feels right?
Just do what's right for you, Alan.
Well, if I would have designed this bomb, I would have put in a red wire.
That's the point, Alan. We didn't design life either. That's why we need God.
Ha-ha! Here's a red wire! I knew I could do this on my own!
The Bible is our owner's manual. It gives us practical instruction on how to live life.
There's got to be a better way to make these points, guys.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty good guy.
Frank, are you good enough to get into heaven?
Oh, sure.
You know, someday you're going to stand before God.
Oh, I'll do all right.
Okay. Have you ever told a lie?
Everybody does.
So according to God's standard? You're a liar.
Oh, what? No, I'm not.
Well, you told a lie. The Ten Commandments say not to, therefore, you're a liar. Have you ever stolen anything?
Well, I borrowed a few things.
Did you give them back?
No.
Okay, so far you're a lying thief.
Wait a minute. How can I defend myself against those kinds of standards?
These are just two of God's commandments. There are more.
Well, you make me sound really bad.
Frank, compared to most people, you are a wonderful person. But the standard is not other people. It's God.
Well, then nobody measures up.
Right. That's why we need a Savior, someone to pay the penalty of not measuring up for us. And that Savior is Jesus.
So, standing before God without Jesus is not a good idea?
I wouldn't try it.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
All right, welcome back to Spirit 88.3 FM. This is Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Redu. You know, you shouldn't try standing in front of God if you don't know, you've not accepted His Son Jesus. You know, the times we live in indeed are interesting, and a lot is happening. I saw this interesting article this week on online, my enjoy online. It was written by Christian Joseph Anankwe, and it's quite interesting because it talks about the state of the church, COVID-19, and the future of the church. Let me quickly go through. COVID-19 pandemic is becoming an embarrassing issue, not only for advanced countries with superior medical facilities, research communities, but also the Christian body. In this write-up, I have made the point as to why, as a Christian, I'm worried by the havoc this pandemic is causing to this world at a time when prophecies and the word of God are not scarce all over our world. To make matters even worse, Christianity is advancing at an appreciable rate with preaching on radio and television stations on a daily basis. Then, besides healing, signs and wonders, as well as deliverance through the power of God, are ever present in several congregations, and therefore it seemed on the surface the church was doing very well, only to be hit with this pandemic. The Bible says in Amos 3:7 that surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing His plan to His servants, the prophets. This is the trump card men and women of God had held over the years and made them important figures in critical decision making in several nations. Men of God have revealed God's will and plan to kings and leaders of nations with respect to impending dangers and remedies to avert them. God, through Noah, told the world impending rainfall that would destroy the entire world and what to do to save one's life. God, through Joseph, told Pharaoh of the 7 years of abundance to be followed by 7 years of famine, with the plans and strategies to put in place to save lives. God, through prophets, I'm ignoring the verses because these are popular things. Yeah. God, through the prophet Elijah, told King Ahab that there will not be dew nor rain for years except at his word. God revealed every step of his to Moses during the plagues in Egypt, and everything Moses said concerning the plagues came to pass and at the right time. Kings consulted prophets in Bible or biblical times to know the will and directions of God before going to war. Then it says the state of the church today. Even though there is proliferation of churches all over the world, and especially in Africa, the same cannot be said of the presence of God or the churches doing the will of God or even hearing from God. Could it be said that the words of Jesus in Matthew 15 verse 8, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me," unquote, succinctly describe the state of the church today? I believe the fact that the church, just like the state agencies and even World Health Organization and other national and international bodies, has been caught unawares by this pandemic, is a clear indication that the relationship between the church and our Maker and Savior is not that good.
Is it?
Proliferation of churches and multiplicity of church programs is not the same as having a healthy relationship with Jesus. Today, some pastors have become celebrities and are more of businessmen and women than shepherds of souls in the churches, role models and custodians of moral standards. The preaching and teaching of the word of God is not as important as to some men of God as the financial administration of the church. Then he goes on to say, the result is that men and women of God are involved in scandals nearly at the same rate as those who have nothing to do with the preaching and teaching of the word of God. Prophecies of national issues lack accuracy. Prophecies of national issues lack accuracy and usually lead to ridiculing of men of God and the body of Christ as a whole. Evangelism is no more about Jesus, but rather the publicity, no, the popularity of the church and their respective leaders. It is therefore more or less a competitive advertisement to promote one church at the expense of others, and has virtually nothing to do with winning of lost souls for Christ. We therefore end up recycling Christians amongst the churches. These and many others have significantly reduced the influence of the church on the national issues. The churches are not consulted on key national issues in order to know the mind and will of God, but because of its huge following with the potential of affecting voting patterns. The role played by Christians during the Spanish flu pandemic. According to the Christian Evangel, the Assemblies of God's paper of record, later known as the Pentecostal Evangel, during the Spanish influenza pandemic, which started in 1918, churches and ministers complied with the church department mandates in the United States to close their meetings and quarantine those who were sick, similar to what pertains today. They recognized that they needed to protect people in the cities they lived in. On several occasions, ministers canceled revival meetings because the influenza was spreading across town. Some saw the epidemic as resistance to the great work God was doing. Even so, they viewed the painful reality of human mortality as the greater impulse to reach the lost. However, these believers also went to the homes of those who were sick to pray, and they saw many answers to prayer and the power of God being made manifest. They weren't afraid to pray for the sick. In some cases, they ministered to them even in death, as is illustrated below, and he quoted, like, did a screenshot of the reports from 1918. And then, says, these and other stories during the pandemic gave the Christians the moral right, courage, and faith to further preach the word of God when the pandemic subsided and won more souls for Christ or for God. Now, says the way forward, a call to return to God. The church has been given the power to heal the sick and even raise the dead, according to Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick and raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out the demons. Freely you have received and freely give. Sickness from a novel virus is not exempted from the classes of sicknesses we have been empowered to deal with. The world is therefore looking up to the church for perhaps an unorthodox breakthrough regarding the coronavirus and its effect on the global community. Ezekiel 22 verse 30 says, I looked for someone amongst them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but found no one. We need to return to God and be more empowered to deal with the situation in order to have the moral right to tell the world that we have a Savior who is not only a healer, but also has the power and authority to give us life beyond this world. Should we be silent and flow with the tide and be talking about flattening the curve, as the medical professionals and scientists are saying, we stand the risk of diminishing the influence of Christianity in national issues for a long time. This is a time for revival. If we miss the first opportunity of telling the world of the impending danger, we should not miss the second opportunity of having our influence felt in dealing with the pandemic. The time to act is now. And, yo.
In Africa. Should I come in?
What your comments on what I just read?
Okay. Reverend, you know, there is this I believe in, with this particular issue. I have just a paper by me. I did a message just about 3-4 days ago. What is the Lord saying?
Yeah.
That was the message I did. The Lord led me to do the message. He said, what is the Lord saying?
Yeah.
He said, you people are following the government, the politician, you've done well. But what have you asked me of? The situation. Have you asked me what you have to do, what the country should do, what the politicians should do that will help you stop this? He said, you've not asked me. Mm-hmm. But now you've even forgot your faith in me and my word is now gone.
Yeah.
You are afraid. You are not even the Bible verses you used to read, the theory you read. Now it is time for practicality. And now you have forgotten that I even exist.
We are blaming China.
My power and blaming China, blaming 5G, KG, 4G. You know, so they don't say, so where am I?
It's serious.
So is it all these things happening? If you come to me, am I not the one who knows even the thoughts and intentions of people?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't I tell you what is going on, what is ahead, and what you can do if even not to save anybody, yourself and your members?
Yeah.
So this is the question.
Mm-hmm.
As if Satan, the world is for Satan. No.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to say this. Satan, the world is not for him. Remember when God made him to go to Job, he gave him a standard.
Yeah.
The first one, do not touch his body. It was the second temptation. He said, you can touch the body and the bone, but do not touch his spirit. Yeah. And truly, Satan obeyed.
Yeah.
So Satan doesn't have, who holds the key to life and death? Is it not Jesus? Yeah. So if we are dying, who is killing us? Him. So why don't we go to the Lord? We had 31st services, is that not it?
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, all the churches. And we were promised of good things in all our churches. Putting even aside the NDC and NPP prophets. All the other churches. We all went to churches.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we give the people assurance? This year, the Lord is going to do us good. 2020, things will be better. Year of this, year of that. Year. So we did not see this. So to confirm what is there, it means it is not every time that the Lord speaks to us.
Yeah.
Most of the things that we do, it is not the Lord. Because immediately when this thing happened and they closed the church for Easter, do you know what the Lord told me?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, all the churches were saying they were going to celebrate Easter. They had their programs, some had their posters, some had their billboards, some brought out their dates. He said, so if truly they asked me, wouldn't I have told them that by the time Easter comes, your doors have been locked?
Thank you.
So cancel those programs. So get this into your head. This should let all of us know that most of the time we speak by our own. We don't obey God. We've not asked God. But we speak and we say, that says the Lord. No, it's not every time that we speak which is that says the Lord. If that is the case, we wouldn't have organized church programs for Easter and book places in advance. I hear in Accra, Kumasi, people have booked stadium and others. Which God asked them to go to book it? But all of them, we said it in the name of God. We gave dates, we gave plans. This should tell me and you, it is not every time which is God. Sometimes we follow. We have our own pattern. We do it and the Lord allows it. We think that is all. Because if truly we consulted God.
Yeah.
God who have told us by Easter, your doors will have been closed.
Mm-hmm.
So my dear man of God, dear woman of God, don't tell me every time you speak of God. Please, use Easter to check it. When God told you and me, us, to go and organize Easter programs or Passover, quit God. It means it is not God who spoke to us. We did our will because if it was God who told us, he would have told us that by that time, the doors would have been closed.
Mm-hmm.
So let's humble ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've not gotten anywhere. God is using this to bring us down.
To know everybody to know his level. We've gotten to know where you knew, baby. There is nowhere we've gotten to. Let us humble ourselves and go back to the Lord. As the message said, it will take the Lord God Almighty Christ Jesus to help me and you. Who is in control of the world? Is it not Jesus? Take these Bible verses down. Psalm 127 verse 1. Psalm 127 verse 1. Amos chapter 3 verse 6 and 7. Amos chapter 3 verse 6 and 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13, 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13, 14. Deuteronomy chapter 32, 39. Deuteronomy chapter 32, 39. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Quote these Bible verses down. And check who is in control of the world. It is God. Nothing happens without the knowledge of the Lord. So when I hear somebody saying, it is not God who brought this thing, I say, then who brought it? Can Satan do something in this earth without asking the Lord? Yeah. Without God granting the permission, Satan will get up and just do anything in this earth. No.
Reference to Job.
Yeah. Reference to Job. Nobody can do anything. The world is not for Satan. God has given him to be prince. A prince, somebody giving you to be king, doesn't mean you have sense. There are kingmakers. They can put you down from this thing. So get this. It is the Lord who is in control. It is the Lord, no human being. And you don't have to add, you don't have to subtract. These things which are happening, go to Matthew 24, 25. Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25. Are these things all not there? Didn't Jesus talk about pestilence? Didn't he talk about hunger? These things are there. Matthew 24, 25. Except you are not a child of God and these things will let you be afraid, no? But if truly you fear the Lord, Matthew 24, 25, it is there. Jesus told us it will come. So I am not surprised. Because once my Lord prophesied about it, I know that truly it was coming. As Raven said, last 2-3 weeks, we read prophecy the Lord gave about 10 years ago, telling them a virus will come. It will hit the up people and even the down people. And he said, afterwards, wars and wars will be fought, but nobody will win. But in the midst of all of them, the song of Jesus will be sung in the entire world. Didn't Jesus know this? So why didn't Jesus talk to you and me? It means he brought it for a purpose. Just recently, there was a dream. A brother, one of our brethren, he got up early in the morning, he was praying about this disease. The Lord said, my friend, until I finish with what I want to do, Brother Daniel, until I finish with what I want to do, nobody, no hand can stop this. Go and tell them. That same day, brethren, another brother from North called him. And he gave him a message. He said, I was praying about this disease. And what I was praying, I heard the Bible verse, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13. And when he went to check, do you know what was there? Mm-hmm. Do not bring your vain oblations, your tithes, your offerings. Do not bring all those vain things away with your meetings, all your meetings, your holy meetings, assemblies, away with it. Then I saw that, truly, he closed the churches. He allowed this to come.
Because, yeah, the more we pray, the more the thing goes
up.
Actually, today I was having the chat with my sister. And we're talking about this. You see, the more this is the time pastors have to pause and now seek the face of God.
He will disgrace us more.
Because I see some of the prayer points and I just laugh.
You are attacking God. Can you attack God? I said, Reverend, the day.
How do you pray against the prophecy, end time prophecy?
The day our first gentleman sat with his best of men and women of God. That day, the disease, the number was 9. Immediately they finished, it went to 16. And then, 834. So did God listen to them? No. They declared a fasting. Mm-hmm. And that fasting was 25th of March. Immediately I saw the fasting that was declared. I said, no, there is an error. Because he said Muslims and Christians should pray. And say, God will never allow anybody to share his glory. So if God should intervene, who are we going to give the glory to? And we went and started commanding, bamboozling, using machine guns and whatever, shouting on God. A day before we prayed, it was 68. Today, what is the number? 800 or something. Did God listen to us or not? No. Yeah. Do you know why? God expects us to come to him. Then he will tell his children, this is what is happening.
Yeah.
This is why you, the church itself, have to repent. Get Thank to you. Your leaders also and tell them to do this. Then from there, when we repent, they called Jonah, Nineveh. Nineveh repented. Even animals fasted. And he said, the president said, turn away from your evil deeds. Did our president tell us this? No. How many of our church leaders told us this? A few. So we do this. Whilst God is expecting the church and the entire country to repent and come to him in humility for him to have mercy. Yeah. We are sitting there calling upon mercy. Can mercy come without repentance? No.
No.
Go and read Proverbs chapter 28, 13. Proverbs 28, 13. He said, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesses and forsake it, the good Lord said, you have mercy upon such a person. And yeah, nobody can gather the Lord God Almighty like your small boy. No. Until me and you, we follow him. Until we obey his standard, nobody can stop it. Mr. President of my country and all the leaders and the church, let's listen to this. In Britain, if Italy, if USA, such nations are having this hell of a time with coronavirus, if your people don't take care and you continue to be prideful enough thinking your lockdown, lock inside, lock center, lock up is going to do anything, forget. We will regret. Until we turn to the Lord, it is he only that can deliver us as a nation. What did God do to Israel on the desert? After saving them from Egypt, who brought the diseases in Egypt? Was it not God? As at that time, because Israel was listening to him, he spared Israel all the calamities he brought. So why is it that we are not going to the Lord? Why is it that we are not going to the Lord? After saving Israelites on the desert, what happened? He killed a lot of them for unbelief. And the same thing that they did, that they were killed, they were destroyed. That is what we are also doing. And the Lord has severally warned us in his word. 2 Peter chapter 2, 4 to 8, it is there. 2 Peter 2, 4 to 8. Jude chapter 1, 5 to 7. Jude chapter 1, 5 to 7. When you go into the word of God, it is there. He said, I destroy them so that it will be an example to you. And when you read Romans chapter 15, verse 4, Romans 15, verse 4, he said that things that were written was written for our learning. So why are we not learning from their mistakes? When you go to Ecclesiastes 1, 9 and 10, he said there is nothing new under the sun. It means that everything happening at our time, it has happened before in the Bible. Why don't we go to check what happened when these issues came? But sadly, we who are supposed to have the solution, the church, we are not saying, government says, president says, government says, I have no problem. The same way, what is God saying? Mm-hmm. But the way we are saying, government say, president say, do you know what is happening? The same government, are they not going to find solutions? Mm-hmm. The vaccines will come. The chips will come. And at that time, will you take it or not? Will you disobey that one? Because you have set the precedence already. We have set the precedent. Government say, government say. It means everything government brings is correct. That's why I told us Christians, in this country especially, we are hypocrites. When the government and its people wanted to bring comprehensive sexual education, we stood against them. Some of us even told them, if you bring this, we'll vote against you. Why is it that one you did not accept it? It was from the government. Wasn't it good? Once you think that everything the government brings is good, then we should have accepted that. I've been asking this. Why do you preach against smoking? Because in Ghana, cigarette smoking is not a sin. Mm-hmm. Why then do you preach against alcohol? They allow, they advertise alcohol. But why do you preach against? Then if you preach against smoking and alcohol, then it also means you disrespect the leaders. Is that not it? From those flimsy excuses, we're trying, we are falling, and we've gone away. Instead of humbling ourselves to come back to the Lord, you find a flimsy excuse. I tell you, every word you and me we are saying during this era, in the near future, is going to bring some big time disgrace.
Thank you.
It's going to bring big time disgrace. Yeah. Because we want to cover the sins or the falling, the little, how do we call it? The falling are falling a little. I'm trying to cover it up. I want to say some things. But every time I say this, time will tell.
Oh yeah.
Time will tell. My dear brother, and dear sister, as you read, things are not going back again. If Australia is saying 12 months, they're giving themselves 12 months. If UK is saying they're giving themselves 18 months out of Ghana. If these advanced countries are saying that, for them, their systems are grown. So for the 12 months, they can be supporting them. Maybe with little. What of Ghana? Can that be done here? How many businesses?
Confusion.
Look at it, just 1 month. You know, my friend, until we go to the Lord and ask him to intervene. Now, all we can do is that God, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Please, come to our aid. That is all. Somebody had a dream and the Lord told the person in the dream, made an evangelist. He did not know. Said, I'm going to kill 60 million people. So stop praying about it. And now different people are seeing this. But our Lord is still merciful.
Mm-hmm.
If only, because he said Nineveh, 40 days you'll be overthrown. He did not even give them the opportunity to repent. In Nineveh, Jonah chapter 3, 1 to 10. Jonah never told them repent. But when they heard the message, they believed the Lord. And they themselves repented. They say, peradventure, the Lord may have mercy upon us. And truly, truly, brethren, because they repented sincerely.
And you are in the case of Ghana. It's not the church that should be leading the
church. The church should go to God, get the message, and come to say, that say the Lord. But now we say, that say president, that say politician, that say king. With the message you read, we go, the kings come to the men of God. They go to God. They take the message and now bring response that king, because you did this. Nation, because you did this. Pastors, because you did this. That is why this have happened. And when they repent, the Lord comes back. But now, because we seem have forgotten that even we have gates, we are able to hear from the Lord. Because of fear.
Because the church is confused.
That is it.
And today I was telling my sister that it's as if you've been given a slap and you are dazed and your composure is because that's how the church is behaving.
We need to go to the Lord.
We are confused.
But now, we seem to have forgotten the word of God. I said we've been preaching the theory.
No, a lady sent, I saw a video of a certain woman, so-called, the Chinese want to take over Africa. And this video has started circulating. And pastors are using this as prayer points.
You see, this is one thing. And you those who are preaching the real word of God and warning the people telling us to get back to God, now it seems the pastors, both Orthodox or not Orthodox, it seems we don't want to hear this. But people who bring us things that will feed our ego.
Mm-hmm.
Just this evening, I got some messages about three or four people, about 19 minutes message, so both from Pastor something, Tony or something. But after listening, I saw some things as, this thing's in my Bible that, there were some good, genuine points when you compare with the Bible, it goes well. Mm-hmm. But there are some other things I check and see that, and me, that is one thing about me.
Mm-hmm.
I will listen to everything. When I check and there are some portions which contradict the Bible, then I will not talk much. Then, this is what we must do.
Yeah.
But we have learned the word of God. And this is where I am coming to. Something we must get to know this. Majority of us, this and which is happening, the reason why, Brother Abel, we are confused is why we are told we will be raptured before time.
Thank you.
So because it does not happen, people are dazed, people are confused, and they don't know what to do. And today we're going to look at a certain verse we've been using. We are not appointed unto wrath. That particular scripture, people say that is why we will be taken away before. Let's go there. We are not appointed to wrath. Let's go and see that particular scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But let me read a quotation. For our security agencies, my sister, the one who comes after me, is a security person. She is married to a security person. I have a cousin who is a superintendent of police, a woman. And she's also married to a senior police officer than even herself. So, this should tell you that we have it. But let me tell you this. Anybody in the security agency, at the time of the Antichrist, the same way you are enforcing the lockdown now, you are the same people that are going to be used to complement the kind of security they are bringing. And you will be the first people to take the mark of the beast. Mark this. So go to the Lord. As to whether you want to be there to take the mark of... I told my sister about 2 years ago, my sister, if you want to go to heaven, I tell you there's something coming, you cannot be here. And now, those of you also, you are called essential services. I was in the bathhouse about 3 days. No, toilet crap. 3 days ago, and the Lord told me, say, yeah. It's the same with the essential services. At that time also, they will also be still essential. Immediately the security agencies take, the essential services people will also have to take in order for them to continue their work. You say, tell them, this is what is happening. Be ready. Be set. So start praying about this and know what you will do. It is coming. Nobody can pray to stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can fight. You cannot pray away the prophecy of God. No.
I saw a prayer point praying against the works of the Antichrist.
As I want to mention, Jesus have itemized Antichrist, what he will do, the how he's going to pray, the time he has given him, the time he's come, and you want to pray against the work of the Antichrist.
It's because of the prayer trip.
Because
you see, with that doctrine, it means the Antichrist is trying to destroy the agenda. It's like you have to, he's praying to hold on his operations so that we go first before he can work.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. This is where we've been quoting this verse. But let us, he say, for God has not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. God has not appointed the church unto the wrath of God, not the wrath of man. Let's get these two differentiations. There is the wrath of God and the wrath of man. They are two different issues. God has not appointed us to wrath. That is his God, his wrath. But when it comes to man, Christianity, and since the world began, the children of God are always appointed to the wrath of men. Start from Genesis. All the people that stood for God, were they not persecuted? Were they not killed? Were they not martyred? So there is a difference between the wrath of God and the wrath of man. So truly, we are not appointed to the wrath of God. The wrath of God and the wrath of man, they are different. The great tribulation is not the same as the wrath of God. We've been saying this, but still, people still want to hold on to it. Please, you become an antichrist when you go contrary to the word of God. The great tribulation is different from the wrath of God. Let's read both of them. Great tribulation first and the wrath of God. They are all in Revelation chapter 6.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 6, let's read from verse 9. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9.
My great tribulation is also Matthew 24.
You see? Now, I just want them to see the difference. The great tribulation and wrath, so that they get to know the wrath of God comes when the sixth seal is open.
Yeah.
But the great tribulation is when the fifth seal is open.
Yeah.
They are two separate events. So we reading it following sequential, so that you get to know they are two different events. In Revelation chapter 6, 9 to 11, 9 says, and when he has opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for their testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? They know that they were killed. A day is coming, God will have to avenge their blood.
Yeah.
And that is the wrath of God.
Yeah.
So they were asking, God, you are delaying. You must come to avenge our blood. And that is why in Revelation chapter 13, when you're reading after the first beast, you get to the second one. He said, this is the patience of the faith, the patience of the saints. He that lead us to captivity will be led to captivity. He that killed with a sword will be killed. The Lord will say, if they lead you to captivity, I'm coming to repay them.
Yeah.
If they kill you with a sword, I'm coming to kill them back. So this is your patience. So when they asked this question, listen to what was said, verse 11. And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until, listen to the following, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. This is people who have been killed. When John was saying this, he was alive.
Yeah.
But now he has also been killed. So he has gone to join these people. Once he was seeing this, the people were saying, God, it's time for you to avenge. God said, relax. There are your brethren and fellow servants who must be killed as you were killed. So this is allowed.
If you have to take no brethren and fellow servants.
Brethren.
Pastors.
That is it.
And members.
Members.
The servants.
These are saints who have been slain.
Yeah.
brethren and fellow servants.
Yeah.
So men of God, women of God, and the children of God,
yeah,
who should be killed as they were also killed, be fulfilled.
Yeah.
God have a time and number that must be fulfilled. Nobody know.
Mm-hmm.
And once me and you we are here, it means it has not been fulfilled.
Yeah.
If it has been fulfilled, God will have come to avenge the blood.
Yeah.
So this is the great tribulation. Now listen to the wrath of God following immediately. Verse 12. And I beheld when he has opened the sixth seal. Have you seen the great tribulation we read was the fifth seal? Now listen to the sixth seal. The sixth seal. And no, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became as blood. As black as sackcloth of the hair. And the moon became as blood. He said, and the stars fall from heaven. He said, even as fig tree cast her untimely feet. He said, when she is shaken with a mighty wind. And when this thing we read him, when you go to Matthew 24, mm-hmm, when did this happen? Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened,
yeah,
and the moon will not give us her light. He say, then the stars from heaven will begin to fall. Then shall they see the sign of the Son of Man coming in heaven, and all the world will mourn. Listen to verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and an island moved out of the place, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and the bondmen and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the caves of the rock and said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us. He said, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. This is when the wrath of the Lamb is coming.
Yeah.
And they are all running away. But in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, verse 9 to 11, they were told, relax. Mm-hmm. Some brethren must be killed like you. Now, let me show you this. When we talk about birth pains, when does it get very serious? Mm-hmm. Is it not immediately the child is about to come out?
Yeah, the highest pain.
The highest pain is immediately that child is about to come out. That is when the highest pain is. So since then, because when the pregnancy is about, like the birth season is coming, it starts gradually. As in the stomach gradually. Now the pain will be coming serious. Then the person may even start insulting.
It's increasing.
At the time the birth is coming. So tribulation have been there. Since the world began. But before Christ come, before the birth of the kingdom of God, before the church is ruptured, before it will get to its peak before Jesus comes.
So that's where the great is.
This is where the great. It says, since the world began till now.
And it's great because it's going to be worldwide.
It's going to be worldwide.
So that's why it's great.
Worldwide. This is the word of God. So truly, truly, as we've read, there is a difference between the great tribulation and the wrath of God. There is the wrath of man. Let's read the wrath of God again. God will never appoint us to his wrath. Let's look at Romans chapter 2. He distinguished that. Romans chapter 2, let's read from verse 4. Romans chapter 2, from verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance, but after the hardiness. And he said, the hardness and the impertinent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works. To them whom by patience, continuance, in well doing seek glory. So for those that will continue with the Lord, they will seek glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. Listen to verse 8. But unto them that are contentious, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness and indignation. He said, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon soul of man that doeth evil of the Jew and also of the Gentiles. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, the Jew first and the Gentile also. So have you seen? God truly will not condemn the righteous and the distant. But God, there is a difference between the wrath of God coming and the wrath of man. Now let us come to the wrath of man. The wrath of man in the Bible, check it. It has always been against the church.
Yeah.
The wrath of man. So the wrath that we are not appointed to in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, is talking only about the wrath of God. It's not talking about the wrath of man. The great tribulation is the wrath of man. We are going to be tested. Now let's look at this.
You'll be hated.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. Matthew chapter 24, Let's look at verse 9. Many people, we talk about end times, but suddenly they want to run away from the very words of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I say, if there is any man or woman of God,
thank you,
who says rapture will come before the great tribulation, go to the very words of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 24 and 25, you show me where the rapture is. Will Jesus Christ talk about end times without not telling us about the greatest event the church is waiting for, rapture?
And if you've not gone to class one, why will you talk
how
about
how can you get? So Jesus gave every detail of end time. Matthew chapter 24, 25. Show me where rapture is. And I will show you it comes after the tribulation of those days. Clearly now, stated. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up. After saying all this at the beginning of sorrows. He didn't say the beginning of my coming. The beginning of sorrows. Yeah. Then shall they deliver you. Who was he talking to? Disciples. So would the disciples be out? You. The disciples. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. You. Who is the disciple of Jesus now?
And some say that.
Is it not me and you?
He was talking to only the Jews.
So talking to Jews. Who? So talking to Jews and Matthew. So the book of Matthew, do we use it to preach for Christians? The blessings there? Is it not that place Jesus talked about heaven? Then that heaven was only for Jews?
No, no, the part that he was referring to the Jews was even the temple being destroyed.
And that was all. That happened. The rest was to the disciples who followed Jesus. AD 70, how many Jews are following Jesus now?
Yeah.
He was talking to his disciples. It was only the temple he talked about, didn't he? But how many people, Jews, are following Jesus now?
Yeah.
Everybody following Jesus. He said you.
Yeah.
You shall be hated. He said, you shall be afflicted and shall kill you. Don't run away from it. And shall kill you. And shall be hated of all nations for my sake. All nations. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. Now listen to verse 21 and 22. For then shall there be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor even shall be. 22. And except those days be shortened. If Jesus have taken his own way, why must he shorten the days? Because when you read Matthew chapter 25, after rapture, nobody gets saved. Matthew 25, 1 to 13, the 10 virgins, when the 5 wise ones entered and the 5 foolish ones came, what did he say? I never knew you. It means after Jesus have taken the bride, nobody gets saved. You are not known. So now if Jesus is saying, except those be shortened, why would Jesus shorten the days again? He said, not a soul will be saved. Now, let me ask. If rapture have happened already, haven't Jesus saved his souls and gone already? Mm-hmm. So why now would the Bible again say that, except those days be shortened, there will no flesh be saved? It means by then, he has not harvested the world.
Yeah,
this is all he was talking about.
Yeah.
This is what the Bible is saying. The wrath of man has been against the church and the body of Christ. Let's go to Lucas 7. You let me just read some of the words of Jesus also again. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 11 verse 12. This is Jesus. Matthew 11 verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist, how did John the Baptist die? Is it not true, martyrdom? Was his head not cut? He did not go to commit any sin. He preached the word of God and was arrested. And they cut off his head. And this is what Jesus is saying. So there is the difference between the wrath of God and the wrath of man. We are not appointed to the wrath of God, but we are appointed to the wrath of man. That is the great tribulation. Let's look at what Jesus told us in John 15 verse 20. John 15 verse 20. This is the word of God. Remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than the Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Let us hold it there. You may say, persecution is different from tribulation. What happened to Jesus? Was he killed or not? Was he beaten or not? Was he martyred or not? Was he imprisoned or not? So if you call that one persecution, this is what Jesus went through. Be ready. Jesus was killed. Jesus was in prison. Jesus was beaten. Jesus was martyred. And he said, if they did that to him, they will do it to you. Why are we trying to run away from this? This is Jesus talking. Do you now say that you don't believe Jesus or what? Are we saying we don't believe in Jesus? This is what our Lord, your Lord, my God, our God, Jesus is saying. the wrath of man has always been against the church. So for the wrath of God, we're not going to suffer it. But the wrath of man, it is going to be. Let's go to the same John. John 16. When Jesus said, if I was persecuted, you'll be persecuted. That's John 15 verse 20. Let's go to John 20. John 16, the next verse. John 16, 1 to 3. This is Jesus. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yet the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you, thinketh that he doeth God a service. Jesus is telling his children. Earlier on, he warned us in John 20, 15, that the same thing they did to me, they will do to you. And as we said, Jesus, he was killed. He was humiliated. He was persecuted. They did all sorts of things against him. And he said the same thing will be done unto you. Now he goes to the next chapter, John chapter 16, 1 down. And he said that a time is coming that whosoever killed you will think he do a service to God. Do you know why? By then the Antichrist will be here. The God of the world will be here. He will have deceived them and they think he is God. So when they are killing you, they will, it's like, how do you call it? These Islamic militants killing you. They think they are working for God.
Yeah.
They think Allah is God. So when they are killing you, Allah work. They think they are working for God. Yeah. So killing them, they are not. It's not a sin to them. They are working for God. And that is how it's going to be. Jesus warned us. And after saying this to us, listen to the message he added. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known me and known the Father. He said, but this thing I have told you, that when the time comes, ye shall remember I told them to you. After telling us we will be killed, he said, remember that when it happens, I have told you. So we have no excuse. So we are trying to escape the words of Jesus with this pre-trip that we will be raptured before. No. But Jesus said, you cannot have excuse. I have told you. And the same John 16, the last, John chapter 16, let's look at the last verse, 33. This is Jesus. This is have I spoken unto you, that in me you will have peace. But in the world you will have tribulation. In the world. Mm-hmm. Jesus have told us that in the world we are in, we will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome. The same way Jesus overcame, the same way Stephen overcame, the same way Paul overcame, the same way John the Baptist overcame, we are expected to overcome in the same way. Do you know why? Because Jesus has said it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. Revelation chapter 2, 8 to 11. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, church of Smyrna, Jesus never complained against them about anything bad. So it means they were in right standing with God. So it means Jesus was speaking to his holy church.
Yeah.
The bride of Christ. Listen to what Jesus told the bride of Christ. Now, he said, and unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, this thing says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Physically, they were poor, but spiritually, they had mansions, so they were rich. They were rich in the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Now he said, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are synagogue of Satan. This is why you must be very careful. The church you are in, the church I'm in, the pastor you are following, the pastor I'm following. Some claim they are Christians, but they are a synagogue of Satan. This is Jesus talking. We talk about false prophets and you get annoyed. This is Jesus warning about synagogue of Satan. Jesus. And we say it and you are annoyed. He said, by their fruit you shall know them. And we compare their fruit with the word of God to reveal to you and you get annoyed. Let's go to verse 10. Listen to the warning Jesus is giving the bride of him, the holy church, the blameless church, the spotless church. Fear none of the things which thou shalt suffer. Mm-hmm. The Jesus, me and you, we are praying to, that he should come and rapture us before this trouble, had already given, fear none of the things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison.
Mm-hmm.
So today or yesterday, when I heard three people, pastors have been jailed, I was not surprised. They have gone. By the time we get there, they will be having the experience in the prison. And they will help us to accommodate war. Remember, I've done the message that if you are not ready to go to prison for God, forget about heaven. If you are not ready to break any rule that goes contrary to the word of God to ensure you propagate the gospel, forget about heaven. The other time I read a book given to Paul Ricker, somewhere 2017, where the Lord told them, you must be ready to break every rule that impedes people from serving me. That was in 2017. But sadly, as we speak, he has even also forgotten about the prophecy given to him. This is what is happening. He said, fear none of the things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Mm-hmm. So the imprisonment will be sent to. It is the trying of me and you, our faith. He said, and shall have tribulation 10 days. That one, I was not even much bothered. The next thing Jesus said, be thou faithful unto death. In the midst of the prison, you can die. John the Baptist was faithful in imprisonment until death.
Yeah.
Somebody like Peter, the Lord released him. Mm-hmm. Somebody like Paul and Silas, they were released. But for John, he was in prison too. James, also he said, was caught.
Yeah.
So, if you are in prison, you go to prison, the time comes. Jesus said, be faithful unto death. If death will not come, why would Jesus say, be faithful unto death? And I will give thee a crown of life.
Yeah.
Now listen to the verse 11. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Are you a church member? Are you a church leader?
No.
This is to you and to me. If we claim we are a church, we'll go into prison. You don't. If you go to prison because of stealing, because of lying, because of rape, because of doing anything which is abominable, that is not what Jesus is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But standing for the truth,
yeah,
preaching the word of God, and you being sent to prison, it is normal. It is normal. This is what Jesus is saying. Don't run away from it. I'm not going to run away. Let's continue to look into. When you read Acts chapter 7, what happened? Let me just give those verses. Acts chapter 7, 56 to 59. What happened to Stephen? He was stoned. What did he do? Did he steal? No. He preached Christ, convicted them, and God gave him a vision. He said the vision, and that even got them extra mad. They stoned and killed him. Was this not wrath? Is this not wrath? Is this not tribulation? So he said, God said, we have not been appointed unto wrath. Is this also not wrath? It is the wrath of God we are not appointed to. Yeah. But for the wrath of men, me and you, we are appointed. Brethren made us earlier to read Acts chapter 14, 22. Paul said, comforting their souls and encouraging them, exhorting them that we must through much. When you look at the much, the word much is the same as great.
Mm.
Much, great, especial tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Now, let's go to Revelation. This verse has been saying it. They have been trying to lie to people, saying tribulation sins. If we're talking about tribulation sins, since the day God created the heavens, the people who have stood for God and have been killed, have been martyred until this time,
They are all tribulation sins.
Revelation chapter 1. Let me just read this one for you to know. Revelation chapter 1 verse 9. I, John, who is also your brother and companion in tribulation. So if John said, I'm your brother and companion in tribulation, by that time he's alive. Now, is he not part of the tribulation sins? Let's go to Revelation chapter 7 and read that scripture. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. They've been lying to you that those are tribulation sins. It's a lie. Why am I saying so? Let me tell you. After rapture, will the blood of Jesus Christ work again?
No.
We're going to see these people who went through that tribulation. He said they washed their clothes in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
It means by the time they died, the blood of Jesus was still working, meaning it was before the rapture.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 up to verse 14. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. When you read from verse 1, he talked about the 144,000 sealed, 12,000 out of every tribe of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that one, he said, behold, after I saw a lot of people. Clothed is a great number of people, which no man could number. Listen to this. Of all nations, and all kingdoms, and all people, and all tongues. The tribulation that is coming, Is it not going to be all kingdoms, all people, all nations, yeah, for my name's sake? He said, standing and before the throne, he said, before the throne of the Lamb, with white robes, he said, with palms in their hand. With white robes and with palms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, and which seated upon the throne and on the Lamb, and the angels that stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, he said, and fell before the throne on their faces and worship God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying, that's verse 13, saying unto me, what are these which are red in white robes, and whence come they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. Listen to the answer. And he said unto me, these are they which are come out of the great tribulation. Listen, great tribulation. The great tribulation in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 and 22, we are running away from. He said, these are they which have come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you.
In the blood. They came through the great tribulation in the blood of the Lamb. If rapture have it not in their own blood,
as is being taught,
and been misinformed in various movies, mm-hmm, and in our churches, in the blood of the Lamb, it means it was before rapture, because after rapture, the blood of Jesus wouldn't. And I heard some people saying tribulation sin. Rapture is the taking away of the sins and the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So after rapture, the Holy Ghost is not here. How can somebody be converted? It is a lie. So they wash their clothes in the blood of the Lamb. Great tribulation sins. This is the word of God. Let's go to see. They said the Antichrist wouldn't come and meet me and you here.
2 Thessalonians.
Now, let me read the 2 Thessalonians first. Chapter 2, verse 1 down. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hey, Second Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 to 5. It says, now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by his gathering unto him. Coming comes first. And gathering, is the gathering or rapture? Let's continue. That ye be not soon be shaken, mm-hmm, in your mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as is from us, that the day has come.
The letter was referring to the first Thessalonians.
The first, that's it. He said, let no man deceive you by any means.
So how come we've been deceived?
For that day shall not come. The coming of Christ and the gathering of the saints shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Mm-hmm. And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The Antichrist, until he is revealed, nothing like rapture. And I heard somebody saying, until the church goes away, the Antichrist wouldn't come. Give me the Bible verse.
There's no verse.
I am giving you Bible verse. He said, except there come the falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Is it not the abomination of desolation spoken by prophet Daniel, which Jesus Christ also spoke about in Matthew 24 from 15 down? So who is lying? That we will go before the Antichrist comes.
And read the next verse. Paul,
look
at the doctrine he was preaching.
He said, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things.
Paul told them this thing,
that until the Antichrist is revealed, there is no way Christ is coming to rapture the church.
Just a quick addition. You know, the reason why he was explaining this is the first Thessalonians created confusion
in their minds,
in the church.
In the minds of the
because
people.
They thought Jesus was coming immediately. So if you read about it, you study, people stopped working and they were anxious, Jesus is coming. So that's why he wrote this one, to clarify.
If
you read the verse 1, he said, like, don't be confused. I've told you.
Uh-huh,
so he was trying to clarify that. And then he went ahead to say that
Remember, unless you see the Antichrist,
Antichrist coming.
The rapture is not coming.
And now let's go to see truly if the Antichrist is coming or not. Let's go to see Revelation. Revelation chapter 13 is about the Antichrist. Revelation 13, one, first one. Last week I said this thing.
But we have a lot of messages.
the last week I said this. The reason why, when Jesus was talking about the end time, he talked about the false prophet. What did he say the false prophets are coming to do? To deceive the church.
If the church
we should be careful. Mm-hmm. So Matthew 24, 4 and 5, 11 and 20, mm-hmm. 24. Yes. He told us that they will deceive us.
Yeah.
So false prophets usually come to deceive what? The elect.
Yeah.
So if the church was gone, why would there be a need for false prophets? Who are they coming to deceive?
Logical.
It means the church will be here. That is why they need the services of a false prophet. Revelation 13. Listen to verse 7. This is the Antichrist. When you read from verse 1, verse 7 says, it was given unto him to make war with the saints. After rapture, can somebody become a saint? After the taking away of the Holy Ghost, can somebody become a saint? After the blood of Jesus not working again on earth, can somebody become a saint? It was given unto him to make war with the saint. Saint means the most holy. So if rapture would have happened, why would the Lord leave the most holy saints here?
Mm-hmm.
If rapture have truly happened, it was given to the Antichrist to make war with the saint, most holy, and to overcome them.
And this is also in Daniel.
And to Daniel chapter 7, 21 to 25.
Yeah.
He said the horn made war with the saint and prevailed against them.
Yeah.
My dear brother, my dear sister, man of God, woman of God, we did not come here to scare you, but rather we came to read what is inside the Bible. As to whether you believe it or not, as to whether I will believe it or not, nothing will change the word of God. You may lie, I may lie today, but time will tell the truth.
Yeah.
As to whether we were told we will go away, now we are seeing it. Ghana now, as we speak, a pastor and two people have been jailed 4 years. You think it's not coming? After they've made this one, the next one, they will go further, tell you do not preach. And the law has already come down. When Ghana says something and you preach against, and now when they bring the vaccines, when they bring the chip, when they bring anything and you preach against, if you don't preach against, you have denied Christ. And if you preach against, you will go to prison. Which one will you pick? May Jesus Christ help him, Buddha. This time, get the messages. Put them down. Study them. So that at the time we'll be taking off radio, TV, internet, everywhere, you will be prepared. This is my number, 0204-200-444. If you want godly messages that can prepare you for the days ahead, we send it to you free. I don't know when I'm going to die. It may be short. I don't know when I'll go to prison for 4 years. By the time I come, maybe I come with some jail. Get the message. We are prepared to defend the gospel.
Yeah.
We will speak the truth. We will pray against what they have planned against us. But when the time comes, when Jesus' time have not come, nobody could arrest him. But when the time came, when somebody even was trying to stop the people, Jesus shut them up. May Jesus be first.
Our friend in Accra, Kwesi, your friend as well, he is giving a very serious analogy that, you know, during elections, the essential workers, they vote earlier.
Thank
before.
You.
So that's the same thing. The chief, they will be the first to take the chip before.
The essential workers would. I was in the toilet. And me people have me buy and me catch me. They say, hey. When you're essential worker, the radius. No, sir, then I'm sure. Do you know you people who take, if you were to be part, you take the beast? Or since you're the old rat, you be the baby.
Then he sent the second one. The concept of persecution and great tribulation is the same as the concept of endemic and pandemic.
Thank you.
Persecution is to only a few people. And that's endemic.
Mm-hmm.
But when it becomes widespread in the entire world, it is great tribulation, and that's pandemic.
Thank you.
I like his logic and his points today. We have messages, you do also. Quite a number of messages. At least, thank God that people are beginning to understand. Lady Grace was, listen to this one. Brother Eben, what Redu is saying just had me picturing what I experienced last week. Last week, I told my Merkel paying mom about persecution before the rapture. That's in Matthew 24. She dragged it with me for hours and said, I'm part of the Antichrist. For the sake of whatever, I won't mention the church's name. So she called one of our pastors and asked him, and he seconded with my mom's own words. And then he told her to ignore me. and just tell me she has heard and disregard me because many false teachings are circulating and I'm just a victim. I was shocked, mad, and sad at the same time. I'm waiting for some days to come and I'll bring it up again. I'll force it on her throat if I have to. She says, it's not easy to tell most Christians about this truth, all because of the gravity of pollution that these pastors have instilled in our minds. It's a very serious issue. And you see, you ask them, I keep asking people when this issue comes up, give me a verse in Matthew 24 that says, Jesus says,
but for 25 come.
So if they can't find it, then they say, oh, a secret rapture. In the same verse, Jesus says, every eye shall see,
graves will be opening, and you tell me secret graves.
I mean, Christians.
People who have died from the beginning of the world, who stood for Christ, graves will be opening. And you say it's secret.
It's pathetic. The Bible is there. Jesus says, I come after this time. We say, no, because it's not sweet. No. It can be. Jesus, we've read it, but we won't accept it. So if people intentionally read it and say, oh, it's the second coming, the Advent.
Yeah,
when he's coming for to start the millennial rule, that's what is in Matthew 24, 31.
Are we all not here?
But then the funny thing is, you ask them that, okay, if that is that one, but that one, he is coming with the saints.
Thank you.
He's not snatching the saints away. So the verses before say that
coming
the angels,
to him, he comes with saints. But that's why he comes only with angels. Matthew 24. So, only angels.
So it's like
the second coming, he comes with saints to come to reign.
But
thousands of his saints.
You say it, and it's like because a doctrine has been pushed. So even if they see it to the point where someone can tell a church, a pastor told another man. That they were discussing this, and then he quoted Matthew, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, be not deceived, the Antichrist comes, and all that. And the pastor said, yes, it's true. What you have said is true, but as for our church doctrine, we won't change it. You see, so even when evidence is shown in the Bible, because you see, a doctrine written by man is accepted as
for
a higher ranking
doctrine
than the word of
that
God.
That is pride.
Even when there's evidence, they say, no, we won't accept it.
That is pride.
God have mercy on the body of Christ. Let's get into the Bible. And these are the times we should get serious because last week I said that, let me repeat, every word, if you're a leader and there are people you give accounts for,
you mislead
whatever
them.
You say, as I said, when US they arrest you, whatever you say will be held against you in the court of law.
Silent.
So, dear pastor, dear elder, dear deacon, dear Sunday school teacher, dear leader, if you know you don't know, please do not mislead them because you give account for every idle word. If you mislead them, you tell them that we are going today, we are going immediately. And as difficult times are coming, the difficult times indeed are coming, it starts coming. And then your church members start asking you, so for why are we still here? You see what you tell them.
You know, they are the people that will go and tell the police where you people are hiding. Because you told them the lie, now they will also fall away and go and tell the police people they are here. Come and arrest them. Wait and see.
Great times are coming. We'll talk about it, God willing. The program is Issues of Life. This is Eben, Brother Yaoredu was the one I was with. You can listen to this program, download it online, spiritissues.info. We thank God for another day, the end of the program. For those who listen from elsewhere, different places, greetings to all of you, and God richly bless you. Good night.
Your husband has been bitten by a poisonous albino mamba snake?
Yes, doctor. I told him not to keep that snake in the house.